The Oahu Community Correctional Center, OCCC, is located on the corner of Dillingham Boulevard and Pu'uhale Road in Kalihi. It was built in the 1980s as a community custody and low-security facility for transitioning inmates on parole, work, or education furlough. Instead, Department of Public Safety Director Nolan Espinda says it has served as the detention facility for the state's First Circuit Court.
Since the 1980s, we have been forced to put our secured jail population into these community custody housing units. So as a result, we have medium and close custody inmates housed in units amongst a perimeter that was designed for less secure inmates.
Espinda served as the warden there twice, totaling about 10 years. He says OCCC's low modular design requires more staffing and security controls. House Public Safety Committee Chair Greg Takayama says a public-private partnership, leasing the state's 16-acre prison site in exchange for private construction dollars to build a new prison, is a good idea.
The highest and best use of that OCCC site is clearly not as a jail. It can be used for housing, commercial development, a whole range of other more productive uses in Kalihi, and could actually be the impetus for a redevelopment of the entire Kalihi neighborhood.
Takayama says a 1,500-bed facility would be built at Halava, and the old animal quarantine station next door could be used to build a transition center in the future. But Community Alliance on Prisons coordinator Kat Brady says a 1,500-bed facility is excessive.
The department has said 30% of the people in OCCC are people with mental health issues, homeless population. What are we doing? You know, when we start using jail as housing, we have a big moral problem as a community.
Brady recommends providing more services for those incarcerated with mental health issues. Another proposal is to swap state lands for agricultural property owned by Dole Foods in central Oahu. Senator Donovan De La Cruz, who spearheaded the Public Land Development Corporation that was repealed 2 years ago, says lawmakers need to address more public-private partnerships.
If you look at all of our state assets, our harbors, some of our parks, our schools, things like the prison, the stadium, they're in disrepair or they're really old because we don't have the resources. We need to inject some kind of investment from the private sector so that we can improve the services to the people of Hawaii without raising taxes.
Meanwhile, the governor has released $5 million to initiate the relocation process. Department of Public Safety Director Espinda says there are engineering challenges, sewage and water capacity issues that must be addressed at Halava before any decision is made. But Espinda says the support from lawmakers is encouraging.
We're pleased that they are partnering with us in trying to resolve this long-standing issue. And for the first time in a generation, we see a hope that, you know, this problem that has plagued the state of Hawaii for years can be resolved.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.